Don't you tempt me.
I just started at Thursday.
Don't you tempt me.
This one holds 30 minutes or so.
Ephesians 4, this is the last thing we'll look at, 4:17. Ephesians 4:17 through 20. Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, which you know where Ephesus is? It's in Turkey, where they just had all them big old earthquakes. So when you're looking at that part of the world, get the reality that they a lot of God's people over there, and we need to be praying for them. He said, so this I tell you, and I insist. He's writing to the Christians that live in Ephesus. I insist on this in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. Gentiles being people who have no covenant with God. They live in the futility of their own thinking. In other words, whatever they think is the way, that's what they do. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that's in them due to what? The hardening of their hearts. In other words, God was speaking to them, but they didn't want to hear it. So they learned how to tune God out, and because they learned how to tune God out, they became, look at verse 18 again, darkened in their understanding. Darkened. Can you darken something that never had light? No, it has to have light and then become dark. So at one time, they had spiritual enlightenment, if you want to call it that. I hate to use that word, but, I mean, you know, they had revelation. They knew who God was. They could hear God's voice. They saw the light. The light was on, and it was somebody home. But then that light became darkened gradually, like a dimmer. They're darkened in their understanding of God, I say, not head knowledge. They are separated from the life of God. Can you be separated from something you've never been joined to? He's talking to the church in Ephesus when he writes this. He said, church people, hey, church, don't live like people that don't have a covenant with God, because if you do, your understanding is going to get darkened. You're going to become more and more separated from the life that God has for you. And all this is going to be because of ignorance, which means lack of knowledge. It means you don't know what to do, due to the hardening of your hearts. The reason why you're ignorant and why you do ignorant stuff is because your heart has become so hard you don't hear from God no more. Hello. Verse 19, in case you don't believe what I'm saying, it says, having lost all sensitivity, they gave themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more. I read that really fast. Let's look at it. Having lost all sensitivity. In other words, they used to be sensitive to God, but they're not no more. Having lost all sensitivity, what happens when you lose your sensitivity to God? You give yourselves over to sensuality. What's that mean? It means doing whatever feels good. That's what it means. And it's not a good way to live. It'll kill you, literally, physically kill you. It'll destroy your health. It'll destroy your relationships. It'll destroy your finances. If you just do whatever you feel like doing, your old flesh, you're headed for destruction in a hurry, and you'll probably take a few people with you. And how did they wind up living like that, just doing what feels good? Because they lost their sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, and because they lost their sensitivity to the Holy Spirit, they give themselves over to do whatever feels good. And watch this, last thing. And so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, every kind of sin, with a continual lust for more. Everybody say addiction. Do you know you can get addicted to sin? See, I knew you could get addicted to drugs, you could get addicted to this or addicted to that, but you can get addicted to just doing your own thing. Because there's, no matter how, you say, well, I'm just going to give in. I mean, I'm going to do this so much, I'm going to get sick of doing it. No, you're not. If you survive that stupidity, it's only going to create in you a craving for more. If you're trying to quit something today, like a habit or something, like I'm going to just pick on some people a little bit. If you're trying to quit smoking and you got a half pack of cigarettes left and you think, you know what, I want to quit because I know I'd be healthier. I want to quit. I feel like the Lord's dealing with me about it. When I get done with this pack, I'm done. Let me suggest something better than that. Take that pack, tear it up, stomp on it, look at it, say, you're not the boss of me, and then surrender to God from that point forward and be done with it once and for all. And ask God for his help. Don't put it off in the future. Now listen, if God's not dealing with you about that subject, then don't worry about it today. You probably got other things you need to be working on. Did you hear me? Did you hear that? But if God's dealing with you about it, he's offering you freedom. So take it. When should you, if you were in prison, when would you want to get out? I'm taking it now. Last year. Last year. But I'll take now. They say, you're free to go. You know, you're in prison. You're free to go. I think I'll sit here another year. You're stupid. That's all I got to say about it. You're just stupid. But God can fix stupid. Not by retraining it. Not by retraining it. But by causing it to be born again so that it's no longer that way. Amen. Jesus don't come to change your life and add religion to it. He came to kill that old life and give you a brand new one. And that brand new life involves a whole lot of this. He said, my sheep know me. They hear my voice. They follow me. And if you will just make that your lifestyle, read the word so that you have a better knowledge of what he would say and wouldn't say, because the enemy is tricky. But God will give you discernment. You read the word, you're going to improve your chances of hearing from God by a lot. Because more often than not, correct me if I'm wrong in here, girls, but when you're reading the Bible, he speaks to you. Now, he's not limited to that, but he sure likes to use it. Amen. So take that, use it, be blessed by it, keep listening. Amen. Amen. If you've been hearing today, I don't want to say this real quickly, and say, well, I don't have that kind of relationship with the Lord. I bet you want to, don't you? You wouldn't be listening now if you didn't want to have a relationship with Jesus. You said, but I feel like I've messed up too much. No. You couldn't possibly mess up too much. You're exactly the kind of person he came to redeem and save. All you need to do is cry out to him with a sincere heart, and I'll help you. Pray with me if you would. Say, Heavenly Father, I want to have a relationship with you. I want to know you personally. I believe what you said about Jesus. Jesus, I invite you to be the Lord of my life. I confess you with my mouth. I believe that you did die on the cross for my sins and you rose from the dead. Forgive me, Jesus. Make me new and give me ears to hear your Holy Spirit. I receive it all now and thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen and amen. If you prayed that, let somebody know. Go get involved in a Bible-believing church. And you know the people probably in your life that have been praying for you. Go let them know. I gave my heart to Jesus today. And when you fall down, because you will, just get up and keep walking and keep listening. And you're going to make it. Amen.
Amen. Now, before we sign off and you turn that off, would you be so kind and share about the church, the location, and anything else that you would like to share about anything? Living Waters. My home church.
Living Waters, Monica's home church. And if you see Monica, just tell her, hey, be there this week. Sometimes she got to be gone, and I miss you when you are gone. But at Living Waters Church, we meet predominantly on Sunday mornings. We gather. We have an early worship service at 9 a.m. where we come together and just worship and set the atmosphere. Church starts at 10. We're usually out about 12. And we just do contemporary worship and let the Holy Spirit lead us where he wants us to go. That's pretty accurate, isn't it? And lives are changed there, and you're more than welcome to come. Whoever you are and however you are, we will receive you and love you with God's love. So 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Tuesday night, we have a time of worship and intercession at 7 p.m. And on Wednesday nights, we have a time of worship and Bible study, sit down, open the word line by line. It's a beautiful thing, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. And just starting this week on Sunday evening, 6 p.m., we have a meal for junior high and high school youth. And then at 7 p.m., we have a worship service for them. And so if you know some high school, junior high kids that need a place to be together, a safe place to be, and we're just going to feed them a good meal and let them experience the presence of God Sunday nights there. And like I said, everyone's welcome.
Amen.
109 West Webb Street, right by the high school football field in Burns Flat, Oklahoma.
And I'll be sitting on the back row to take one.
Come on in.
I sit back there just so people. I sit on the back row so that when people come up,
yeah,
and they, you know, the devil's got them so convinced that they're going to burst into flames when they walk in that door. They see old Monica sitting there. Hey, she's in there.
The roof didn't fall in.
Yeah.
Praise God.
It's okay.
Oh, you're the greeter. Come see us. We'd love to have you.
Don't put your pom-poms down. God still has the power. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. From myself, Monica Lovell, from the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and from our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor D-Light Dwight Shepherd. Y'all have a blessed day. And we're going to ask Pastor Dwight, if he has time, we're going to ask him to pick out a book for the month of March for our book blessing. Yeah, we're doing book blessings, y'all. We want to bless you with the book. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do to be entered for the blessing is just like, share, and comment. Done. And that's it. Y'all have a blessed day. We'll see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.